Now we're recording.
I had to get settled. Stop making so much noise.
I know. Okay, and I'm settled. Now we can talk.
Oh, wait, I don't know if I am. Oh, I got so nervous. Okay.
Wide as a mouse.
As a mouse. So Charity doesn't like how I sit. She says I make too much noise and it's too hard to edit it out. So if there's squeakers in this episode that she doesn't edit out, I'm going to take full responsibility for.
Thank you for doing that.
So if you're going to make comments about it, you can make comments to me. But I'd be willing to bet none of y'all going to make any comments about it. But that's okay. That's just me. That's just my thoughts. But welcome.
We digress.
That's what we're talking about in the episode today. Yes, about squeaky chairs getting the grease. Anyways, I'm Jerry.
I'm Meredith.
I'm Charity.
And this is Blessing on this podcast. Woo woo. What's that noise that people make? No. The bow bow. No. I don't think so.
Bow bow.
You know that noise that is made at ball games that everybody talks about?
No.
She looks so disgusted. Wah, wah. No, I don't know it. Never mind. You have to edit all that out.
Stay that. Hold on, stay it in. What is that?
That's going to drive me crazy. It's not even important.
No, you have to know.
I'm horrible.
I'm not editing any of those out.
Bow wow.
But done like this. Bow wow.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Burr, burr. Oh, dang it. I don't even know how to do it.
Jerry, that doesn't sound familiar at all.
I don't go to sporting events.
I don't either, but they always make bow, 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 bow. Like,
really?
Did you do this?
But not like that. Bow, 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 bow. They don't say it with their mouth.
They say it with a
noise.
No. It's like a horn.
Oh, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
That's going to drive me crazy.
You dreamt that.
It's not, and the kids say it all the time.
The kids say it all the time.
Well, see, that's my
That's the thing. You work with the kids.
Yeah, I don't work with the kids.
No, me neither.
I don't know nothing about what the kids are saying nowadays.
Because I don't have any kids. Why'd you just pour salt in my wound?
I'm at a loss.
I don't know, Jerry. Sorry. Okay, restart. I don't even know where we were.
No, we're keeping a lot of that.
Yeah. You know, that's where my
so
saying.
Pleasant to listen to. People are going to love that.
On the Super Bowl this year, it was
in unison. Bah, 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 bah. When I find it and I play it, y'all are going to be like, oh, and you'll have to put it in the episode.
Okay, all right. We'll put it in.
Be like, this is what she was talking about. Bah, bah, bah. And then that'll be worse.
That's going to be it.
This is our theme song. I don't know if she had to record it first.
Oh.
Okay. Hit it.
Right?
This is our theme song.
Well, bless.
You're so talented. Anyway.
Maybe we should pray.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that part.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Let me pray this. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this day. And thank you for this time together. And thank you that we can get together and laugh and have a good time, Lord. You're the God of laughter. You created it. So we're just so grateful for it. We pray that you'll be with us today, Lord. And just let us have a fun time. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So we thought we would just have a fun episode and talk about our favorite rom-com/rom-not-coms.
Nailed it.
There you go.
And maybe even our most favorite romantic songs. You know, we thought we'd make a real sappy, sweet episode for all you single ladies.
Yeah.
You understand.
You get it.
You know.
So,
but guys, you may get it too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You may love a good rom-com.
I raised my rom-com.
Yeah.
I raised my brothers with a healthy appreciation of the rom-coms because I forced them to watch them all the time.
Ladies, a lot of them are still single.
That's right.
A lot of them, for most people, that's still
that's a lot.
Of
That's true.
And I need some good girls for them.
A majority of them are single.
The majority are still single. Yeah.
So my favorite, it's not my favorite. I'm sorry, I can't commit to that. But one of my favorites is Never Been Kissed by Drew Barrymore.
That one is so good.
Yeah. I love it. I had it on VHS when I was younger. And what would happen is, it would play through, and you know how, like, if you got to the end of the tape, it would just rewind itself?
Oh, yeah.
I just consistently played it over and over again. It would just rewind itself. I just start watching it again. I love it. So, that movie I quote so many times. In fact, this is not an interesting story at all, but I'm going to share it anyway. For the longest time, I kept saying, this is a really bad idea. And in my head, I couldn't figure out. I was like, I'm quoting it from some movie. I can't remember. And just last year, I was watching that movie again, and she said, because she's got braces on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I felt like a whole weight had been lifted off my shoulders.
Thank God, that's where that came
from.
So
relieved, you know.
I was like, I've been searching for that forever.
What else do you say from that movie? I don't think I remember anything that you say from that movie.
Well, I like to say, do I want to be... Oh, man, you messed it up for me.
She messed it up.
My apologies.
Do I want to be crunched? By guy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard. Do you not heard know
you. That? I know the quote, yes. But I've never heard you say that quote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe
I'll
said
it
in
it.
An era. Maybe there was an era in which you said it all the time.
There was time before we knew each other.
I know. So I forget that
We
sometimes.
Don't love to think about
no.
that.
We don't.
Those are the dark
happen.
Ages.
Yeah, exactly. The dark yeah. ages.
Well, what's your favorite? What do you love the most about that movie? Is there something that stands out to you?
Well, in all fairness, it probably should creep me out because I work at a school now. Yeah. The whole idea is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know why.
That she was a dork first.
I guess, or what are you saying, Mary?
Do you relate to it?
I mean.
Yeah, do you relate?
I don't know. I'll tell you what my most favorite part is. And this is the music nerd in me. So at the very last scene, they're playing the, let's see what I was talking about. I'm sorry.
Oh,
Don't Worry,
song.
Baby.
That,
by,
oh, yeah, that's
Don't Worry, Baby by the Beach Boys. And what's so cool is, like, it's so dramatic. You don't know if he's going to show up. And he runs up, and the intro's playing. And the moment they kiss, it's, well, it's been building up inside of me. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll pay copyrights on that. That's my most favorite moment. Aww. Not that it was the kiss, necessarily, but it was just the timing of the music.
You love your music.
I
it's
love
okay.
the music. A music for me can make or break a movie.
I will never watch that movie the same again. That is.
The other thing that's interesting about that movie.
Wow.
There's so many, like, insights. Famous people in that movie. James Franco, Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
All the top famous
Drew
people.
Drew Barrymore. John C. Reilly. He wouldn't really think until.
Oh, yeah. That was his breakout role.
Molly Shannon's in it, you're right.
And also, Drew Barrymore.
You already mentioned her.
That girl?
Somebody talk about their movie now. I'm going to talk about her.
David Arquette?
See, David Arquette.
Oh, yeah. David
He was
Arquette.
So good.
Oh,
so famous.
Oh, I won't finish that quote either.
So many of these kids are not even going to know who David Arquette
I know.
Is. They're not even going, so this is now probably a classic for you guys. Never Been Kissed, if you've never seen it.
Uh-huh.
It's so old.
Please yeah. see it.
She used to date the drummer from the Big Bad Voodoo Daddies. I've never said that around you.
No. Never.
Do you quote
once.
That sometimes?
No. Oh.
But I love it.
But you can quote it. That is
true. Yeah. Maybe that's what I should admit. I know a lot of quotes from the movie. I don't use them in my everyday vernacular.
Okay.
Yeah, this
so
is,
we
that's
can accept that.
Okay, someone else talk about it.
Meredith, what's one of your favorites?
What's one of my favorites? Well, in the same Drew Barrymore theme, I love Ever After. That's by
yes.
far. Is that your
That's
next?
The other one I did too. I want to watch
I'm
it
sorry,
through everyone.
Did I steal
no, no, no.
it from you.
I've talked way too long about Never Been Kissed. Someone else can talk about it.
Well, I do love Ever After, but I did hear, because I think Drew Barrymore ended up doing Charlie's Angels right after those two movies mm-hmm. or something. And she goes, what? It was just great to go from, you know, not have to play a dork or something. And I'm
right.
like, I love those movies. Yeah. Why would you say that?
She was a heroine.
That's
in Ever After.
Right.
Absolutely.
She saved
on.
Him.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. I quote that movie all the
time. I do, yeah.
There was a bee.
I know. Oh, yeah. I do that. Yeah, yeah.
Choose your words wisely, madam, for they may
maybe
be your last. Yeah. That's such a good
uh-huh.
one.
Yeah. And I love the when he asks her, is there anything you can't do? Fly.
Then I shall. Oh no, that was another quote. Sorry, I almost ruined you. I almost ruined it for you.
How about this mom movie? That's just Meredith's
turn. So why do you love that one so much?
Oh gosh, I think it is that she really is such a strong woman in it, even though she's a servant. And I loved the relationship between her and her dad, and how she still really held on to that. Mm-hmm. And I just, I thought that it was really interesting to show how, when he considered her his equal, that he saw her in a different light. He would have never looked at her twice or considered, isn't that life, guys?
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, but this brings, because I was just about to quote another movie, I Love While You Were Sleeping.
Yes, that's up there. One of my all-time.
Bill Pullman and his body.
And his hair.
His hair
was the best in that movie.
Such a good movie.
But I was thinking about, there's a line when she goes to the hospital to talk with Peter when he's laying there in a... in a coma. I'm not giving too much away, guys. Trust me. You should still see it if you haven't seen it. It's precious. But she was talking about who she was, and she said, you know, I just knew that if some guy really knew me, you know, that they would, of course, dump the perfect model that they're with and realize you were the one they wanted to grow old with.
Yes.
And I'm like,
oh, you know, troll-looking old Sandra Bullock.
Oh, my please. She couldn't have gotten a man any other way. One that was in a coma.
Please.
Oh,
I do love that one.
Yeah.
So I love that great movie. Christmas movie.
And I love that one because it shows family so well. Mm-hmm. The conversations that they would have where they're talking over each other. And it's just random stuff. That is what we do.
Those are a couple that I really like. I mean, queen of rom-coms right there, Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Along the lines of Sandra Bullock, rom-coms, The Proposal, which right before we started recording, I think Meredith is the one that told me to watch that.
So good.
And I've always loved it.
Yeah.
It's just everything about that movie is so stinking funny.
I think Betty White's my favorite.
Betty White.
She's so especially when Sandra comes up on her in the forest or whatever.
She's doing her dance.
And she goes... What does she say? I forget what she says. It's something like, do not be afraid. It is me. And whatever her name was. I can't remember her name in the movie. That was so funny.
Like, oh, good. I didn't recognize you for a second.
Yeah.
But I got it now. I know that was like Betty White's big comeback, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah,
it was. I feel like it. And then she got her TV show. And
She's still doing it, and I respect that.
Well, she was on Hot in Cleveland.
That's what I was saying, her TV show.
Oh, but that was before.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, maybe Hot in Cleveland was her big comeback.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know about her career.
Yeah, but that one's really
good. That one great. Love it. And should I go again or should we come back around to you?
Go again.
Or actually, I'm going to insert this. Not that we should bring back up Never Been Kissed, because I know that that's...
I would love to talk about Never Been Kissed some more.
We talked about the whole episode.
I mean, if there was a dead horse, we beat the heck out of it.
Yeah, that's right. But... the whole premise is she's 25 years old and had never been kissed, right? On my 25th birthday, somebody gave me that DVD as a joke.
Oh.
Because I hadn't been kissed yet. But it's a good thing I love that movie. So joke's on them.
Yeah. Yeah. You showed them.
I showed them. Love that movie.
Yeah, take that.
That's right.
Oh, man. But
the other one that I was going to mention is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That movie makes me laugh every time.
It's been a little while since I watched it, but just the things she does to that man are ridiculous.
That's the one with Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the one that they're in school together?
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my God, that was another one I was going to mention.
I got really confused for a second.
Yeah. No, that one, that's another one that's
another
up there with me.
Fun 90s rom-com, Shakespearean influenced one.
Yes, oh, another fantastic
movie. What was
the
other one Shakespearean influenced?
Never Been Kissed.
That was Shakespearean?
Was
As You Like It.
That means nothing to me.
That's the whole thing.
That means nothing to me.
I didn't realize that was true.
Oh, they do talk about that.
In the movie?
Well, what's that little one with, is her name Amanda Bynes?
I feel like
the little girl where she...
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I'll let you watch it.
Only if you can watch it with me, right? And you'll just quote the whole movie.
Yeah,
you just do it for me, Jerry. Just sit there and just go through the whole movie.
Oh, Malanta. She's the man?
She's the Man, That's the One. Yeah. That's also another Shakespearean translated one to today's. And I think that movie's hilarious,
Which one is that?
How do y'all know
She's playing...
No. I know the movie. What Shakespearean play?
Oh, I'd have to go look it up. I don't remember.
What if that one's As You Like It, too? It's about women dressing up as men or something.
Probably
like
then, because she dresses up as a man. Which is weird, because
the men dressed up as women
That's true.
It's very complicated.
It's a man playing a woman dressing up as a man. That's all sorts of confusing.
That is crazy.
I never saw that one.
I saw.
Okay. I love the one that she is the princess, or she's the...
Oh, yeah.
What's that called? Why you try so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out?
Yes.
What a girl wants. What a girl wants.
Yes.
I love that one.
That should have been the title of the movie. Why do you try so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out?
That had Colin Firth in.
I know. Yes, I think that's why I loved it so much.
Yeah.
Colin Firth. Yes.
Uh-oh.
I was about to name another one with Colin Firth, but I don't think I should.
Was it
Love Actually?
What's wrong with Love Actually?
Well, there's a whole scene situation where there's stand-ins.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, we're not prudes. These people, they've seen more than we have.
I now watch the TBS edited version. Which is sad, because then you basically miss all of Martin Freeman's parts.
I know. Oh, yeah. And he's really
But
cute.
I do. That one is something that I liked it when I first watched it, but as I grew older, it really did. Like, it was something that I just appreciated way more, and just so beautiful. Yeah. So I really do think that's a great movie. And another great Christmas movie.
There you go.
Well, and then speaking of Colin Firth, I go to, obviously, like, Pride and Prejudice. Yes,
that's what I thought you were going to mention, Jerry.
Well, I've only seen that one once.
Oh.
Wait, in which version did you see?
I've only seen his version. Gotcha. I've seen the other ones multiple times.
Yeah.
But that one's real long.
That's so good. But I'll sit there. I'll fast forward through a lot of the
damn crap
that I don't want to see.
I watched that. I think maybe my one and only time I watched it with you at your place, and you fast forward through all the 20 minute dancing scenes. You saw all the good stuff.
Okay, yeah.
You're like, this is how we're going to shorten it, Charity, because it's a 4-hour movie.
Yeah,
that is true.
It is nuts.
Yeah.
But it was funny. I remember I was watching. Elizabeth Gaskell, which has she's written a lot of famous novels as well. She did North and South and Brothers and Sisters.
Mm. Brothers and Sisters?
No. Wives and Daughters.
That was a show. Was there a TV show, Brothers?
Yes.
Okay. I know that's the title of something. Yes, but Wives and Daughters. But I was watching North and South with a friend of mine, and it got to the end, and it was over. And my friend looked at me, and she goes, "See, Meredith, that's why we are the way we are. We think that exists in the world." And I'm like, oh, no. That's so true. But I did love, like, the way that those women back then wrote. Of course, they were women, and they wrote from a woman's perspective, mm-hmm. and they wrote what we as women longed for,
and
what we loved.
And I don't know about Elizabeth. I don't know her story. But Jane Austen, being single and still writing a plethora of romance and men and characters that were so quirky and weird, because that's what life is, but also at the heart of it, just two people falling in love despite all the chaos and the crazy.
It's
a double-edged sword. It's you watch it and you're like, oh, that's so precious and I love it and that's what I want, but then it kind of puts those thoughts in your mind and like a desire that maybe isn't always there. Like when I'm living my life, I'm not there, and then I go, that's something I really want.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I have to take breaks sometimes from watching.
Oh, me too.
I mean, not Never Been Kissed.
Oh,
I can watch that anytime.
As we've established.
But, you know, sometimes I do have to kind of go, okay, I need to push the brakes
on.
Some romance.
Yeah. I have to kind of know what kind of state I'm in. Because even sometimes I'll watch something like, you know, Spider-Man or something, and they'll have some sweet
moment.
Love story in that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it'll hit me by surprise.
That's the other thing that really stinks is when I'm not expecting it, and I think I'm okay, and then I'm like, why is this making me so mad? One of my favorite rom-coms, Titanic. I mean, that was
not a rom. It's a rom, not com.
It's a rom,
not
com. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. She was kidding.
It was a joke, guys.
You need to be better at joke telling.
Sorry.
Your sarcasm is slacking.
Yeah. I'm just so good at sarcasm.
That's what it is.
Natural.
I thought I turned that off.
What's happening with your phone?
I don't know how to work it. Do Not Disturb.
Oh, yeah.
But well, do you really love Titanic?
I love it in the sense that it's nostalgic for me. I don't just watch it because I don't know if there's, I don't honestly know if there's a rom-com that I just put in and go, or romantic movie, period, where I just sit and go, okay, let's just watch this for a second. Maybe like Gidget.
You've always talked about Gidget. I don't know that
I've seen. Is that Sally Field?
No. Well, she did the TV show, but it was Sandra Dee. She did the first one. And then James Dearn, he played Moondoggy. I'll quote that one all the time.
Of course you do.
I don't know if there's one that I just put in just to kind of like, oh, I need to not think for a second.
I have one. Overboard. Did you ever watch that with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
And I will say they did a remake like a year or so ago, and I was kind of annoyed at it. I was like, you can't top it. But I will say that remake was just as cute in a different way that ended up buying the remake as well. That's like my, when I'm sick at home, that and Encino Man are the two movies I want to watch.
Interesting.
I don't know. I always just want to watch those
is
two movies.
Is that Pauly Shore? And Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. I love it so much. That could be categorized as a rom. Well, it's a little bit could be categorized as a rom-com-ish.
Encino Man?
Yeah. Very lightly. I've never seen it. But Girls. No. I know what we're doing tonight.
No. That's okay. I probably need less Pauly Shore in my life.
But I love Overboard so much. That's that one I can watch over and over and over again, and I never get tired of it.
And I've never seen that once either.
I've seen it. I don't know. I liked it.
Not charity level like it.
Well, I don't watch over and over and over again.
It's a shame. Let me say that.
Which one do you like to watch over and over again?
Over and over and over again. Well, it's now we're getting into dramas. No, rom-com, not rom. No, rom-not-com. Dramas. My favorite movie of all time is still Magnolias. But it's funny to me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like I cover every emotion.
Exactly.
You do.
In the whole movie.
That one is a quotable movie.
That, oh, my gosh.
You I girls both do quote that movie.
That whole movie. Oh, my gosh. I quote it. And I do. I quote that all
that
the time.
Is, I am not a person that will voluntarily watch a movie that makes me cry. Like Titanic. Yeah. If I know I'm going to cry, I won't rewatch it. But that is one that anytime I see on TV, I have to stop and watch it because it's so good. Because you're right. Like, it's like I will laugh out loud, hysterical, and then I will be bawling my eyes out.
Yes.
And then you're just like, this is the most beautiful friendship I've ever seen in the world.
And I think it's probably the cast of characters, too.
Yeah,
sure. Because you love each one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just identify with at least one of them. I mean, I'm Weezer. I 100% believe that. When I get that age, I'll be grumpy and hateful. Woo, I'm so excited about it.
I can't wait.
And I'll get away with it because I'll be, you know.
When you're old, you get away with stuff.
It'll be interesting. How old were they in that movie?
They were all still really young. I mean,
that's what I'm thinking. It's like when I watched it when I was younger, I'm like, oh gosh, I'll never get that age. And now
probably
I'm like
50.
It's probably right around the corner. Exactly.
Oh god.
I mean, that's all the Golden Girls were.
Exactly.
In their
50s.
That's
crazy to think about.
But no, that's that. I will watch that one
over and over again.
For sure.
That's yet another one that Meredith made sure I watched. At the very beginning of our friendship.
It's a prequel.
I feel like it was, it was a qualifier.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. And it's not even a rom-com. It's just
a drama.
It's just life.
It's just life.
It's just life. It's a love story between all the ladies.
That's true.
And how much they loved each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and cared for each other.
Exactly.
I like that.
That was so good. Well, it was funny because Charity had a friend of hers that played Shelby on stage. And so we went to the stage production. And, like, you know, going into it, I was kind of thinking, oh, it's the stage. I love the movie, you know, whatever. And then I end up sobbing my eyeballs out.
We had to sit with her for a minute afterwards.
And so after the movie, Charity wanted to go say hi to her friend who played Shelby. And she's like, y'all didn't come say hi. I said, no, I can't do it.
I'd forgotten about that.
And I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. It tore me up, man. But it is so good.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful, story. Yeah.
So that one I'll watch over and over and over again. I love, and I love, you know, older movies too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The Bishop's Wife is one of my favorites with Cary Grant. And
I don't know that I've ever watched that.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. That's Christmassy.
Yeah.
It's what The Preacher's Wife was based off.
Well, I loved The Preacher's Wife.
Yeah, well, it's that movie.
Okay. I'll have to watch it.
Yep.
That's a good one.
You know, old movies that I love, ones I can watch over and over again, Some Like It Hot. Yeah, with Marilyn Monroe and Jack Lemmon. That movie is so good.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that era. Like, I loved, what is it? It Happened One Night.
Yes, Clark that Gable was excellent. And,
was it Claudette Colbert or Loretta Young? Anyways.
I think it's the first one you said.
Claudette Colbert. Yeah, yeah okay. I think so. I think that's right. Yeah, but that one's really
that
good.
That one was like 30s, right? That one,
yeah.
That one's old. Yeah.
I just love The Wall of Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they were traveling together, they were going around all these different hotels, and they'd put up, like, a sheet or something, a little blanket that was in between their beds, and Clark Gable called it the Wall of Jericho. And then on their wedding night, he blew the trumpet. Wall of Jericho came down.
That's true.
Well, spoiler, geez. If you haven't seen that's that by now. Movie.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. I don't think I've seen it. I know about it. So it's in good. My realm of.
I've got on the DVD, Jerry. You can
it's hilarious.
It's great. I've got on the DVD.
Mm-hmm. You should definitely watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love Doris Day.
Oh, so, I love Doris Day.
I love Silver Moon. I watched that one. But
yes,
I also
that one's so good.
Love Gordon McRae.
Yeah.
So I'm all about some by Light of Silver Moon. Oklahoma. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pillow Talk. I love Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I love that movie so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've mentioned a lot of good movies. I just want to sit down and do a marathon now, girls.
I know, right?
How long do we have?
Exactly.
Not long enough.
We want to hear some of yours.
Yeah.
Let us know. What, like, because it may be ones that we've not watched or not thought about to watch. Obviously, I recommend Never Been Kissed.
Obviously.
I don't know if y'all picked up on that. So that was a good one. Let's talk about some songs.
Let's talk about some songs that we love.
Well,
that's going to be more you girls department.
Romantic songs. Talk about rom-coms. My Heart Will Go On from Titanic.
Well. Not one of my favorites. Adore Celine. Just saw her in concert. I love her so much. That's not my favorite.
I just love the emotion behind it. Because they love
the
each
motion
other.
Behind
they
it.
They love each other so much.
Her Heart Will Go On. His not
his
so much.
His not so much.
But in her heart. You'll be safe in my heart. That's what it says.
Oh.
Clearly, y'all don't understand.
Clearly. Clearly.
But, what do you think is, like, the most romantic song you've ever heard?
The most romantic song I've ever heard? Oh, my gosh.
It would be, like...
Something that makes you long for a husband or a man.
Yeah, it'll
something.
Be like, hey, I'm gonna come over and I'll cook you dinner and probably help you pay your taxes.
That is the most romantic.
No, right?
At this age, that's pretty amazing.
Why has no one written that song?
Yeah. You need to write that,
exactly. Jerry. That's your big hit.
That's a country song right there.
Yeah, it is. I love Frank Sinatra's version of Time After Time.
Oh.
It's really good. If you've not heard it, you should. Oh, and I love that. I can't even think of it. You give your hand to me, and then you...
You don't know me.
You don't
know me. But you don't know me or something.
Yeah. I love that one.
Ooh, that's a...
It's kind of like...
That's unrequited love.
Ooh. Those are good,
well,
though.
Well, Meredith loves a good unrequited story.
Yeah, she does. Favorite kind of story.
Meredith loves...
She's like, love for punishment with those.
That does. That 100% sounds like you.
Yeah, much. I do love it. Yeah, I do love it. There's got to be, like, some 90s country.
Oh, surely.
Oh, exactly. Well, Vince Gill and Reba.
I was just thinking that. Although... Yeah.
What's the name
Not
of that?
Some Heart Will Go On.
I know. What's the name of it?
The Heart Won't Lie.
Heart Won't Lie. It had heart in it.
Yeah, it did. That was, that's a sad one.
Oh, that's right. It is
that
sad.
That one's
that's
rough.
Not really the most romantic.
No, it's not. No. But, like, I love People Will Say We're In Love. That's from Oklahoma. I like Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke. Now, that one's not so good because that person left. God Only Knows. Beach Boys. That's a good one. The Longest Time, Billy Joel. I'm just making you guys a Spotify playlist.
That's what you should do.
That's it.
There you go.
I mean, I guess it could be a Jesus one, too.
Those are the greatest love songs.
That's so true. Yeah. So true. I Will Always Love You. I mean, come on.
I love it.
I will still cry every time. I'm going to hear a Whitney Houston sound-alike person.
Are you?
I'll probably cry through the whole thing.
Oh, 100%.
Save it. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
I should say that song. Sorry. So we can say titles, but we can't sing the song.
No, I was just thinking that probably wasn't an
appropriate song. Oh, yeah.
An appropriate song.
Yeah, it's kind of about an affair.
Well, I think The Heart Won't Lie is too.
Yeah, that's true. They did have an affair.
We do not condone those.
No.
We're just, we love.
They're good songs.
They're great songs.
Come on. Hey, you love the movie Pretty Woman just like we do.
That's right.
Best Speaking movie of great song, Hooker. Yeah. King of Wishful Thinking.
Yeah. Love oh my song. Gosh, I know. Me too.
Love that song. Oh my gosh.
Oh, me
and
too.
Must have been love, but it's over now. Oh, so good. Oh, so Waiting for a Star to Fall. Such a great song.
That's one I don't really know the words to, but I just...
It's so, like, because I tend to crush on a... Well, not a lot of people, but I crush on people and they don't ask me out. Fun story about my life. But that one, I'm always like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm waiting on that stupid star to fall.
I love that movie. I mean, I love that song. Was that in a movie?
It probably was. I don't know. Do you not have any love songs that you like?
Remember how I don't listen to a whole lot of
music?
Yeah,
but you watch Disney.
I know.
There's always
love
songs.
A Whole New World's Beautiful.
That's such a great one.
That's a great love song.
It's good.
Yeah, probably.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Tale is Old as Time. Yeah. I mean, how many times do we hear that story? Is it Tale as Old as Time is what it is? Oh, my gosh.
There was a church sign I saw one time that said... That the title of the sermon series was Tale as Old as Time, and they were going to talk about Jesus. Wasn't that sweet?
That's
oh,
sweet.
That's so clever.
Isn't that so clever?
That's good.
I love it.
It was, but I think they were doing, which I should have gone to this. I don't know why I didn't, but it was like a Disney-themed, all these stories
Meredith,
about how
you
it connected
gone.
With. I know.
That's,
that would have
been
interesting.
Fun.
Yeah, but it's so I'm glad I brought it up.
Yes.
I didn't do it.
Right.
So.
Missed that. Oh, Disney movie songs. I Require Love, If I Never Knew You.
Oh.
From Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how that goes?
Sing it for me, Jude.
You got it. If
Performed.
I never knew you, if I never felt this love, I would have no inkling of how precious life can be.
That is good. Oh, I've completely forgotten about that
John
song.
John Cicada.
I do love John Cicada.
So good. That movie makes me cry.
Yeah.
I mean, historically, a bit of a hot mess.
You've never seen Pocahontas.
I've never seen Pocahontas.
I cried the last time I watched it. I hated it.
I got that on DVD too, I think. You girls can borrow all my movies.
Yeah. I know. It's one that I need to see. But I know I'm going to cry, and it's the whole Native American struggle, and that's just going to really get me.
Yeah, it'll get
but
you.
But it's got so many good songs.
Oh, it does.
And Mel Gibson, I mean.
Yeah. Thumbs up. Oh, my Lanta. But you don't have any songs that you just like would go, oh, this is it.
The Distance.
The Wicked
Please
song. What's the song? Alphaba and what's his face singing
as
together?
As long as you're mine. That is a pretty.
That
a good
one's
song.
Beautiful.
That's
I love
a,
that
that's
one.
That's a pretty hot song.
All whale singing.
What was that word that you just
whale
said?
Singing
oh, I'll
wise,
okay.
I'll
I
wail it out. When it's...
I got gotcha. It. I got it. That's a good one.
Yeah, that one I think is beautiful. Yeah, really only I listen to musicals and worship music these days, so I'm...
Don't and have... like we said, worship songs are greatest
the
love
greatest
songs
love
in the
songs
world.
Ever. That's mm-hmm. right.
But there have been Christian artists that have put out, like, you know, Stephen Curtis Chapman with his I'll Be There
yeah.
For You and Michael W. He did another one like that too, didn't he?
Yeah, he's done a few. What's the name of that song that he did?
Michael W.
Yeah. He did it with Jim Brickman. Remember? Became a big hit.
I know.
Remember, Jerry? What
I
is that song?
I tried to. I can't because I'm only thinking of I'll Be Here. Oh, his is I'll Be Here. Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Sounds like the same sporting noise you was trying to think of at the start of this
episode. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, wah, wah.
That's friends are friends forever.
That's not it.
Wow.
But what a lovely love song
That's
to
right,
friends.
To friends. That's why I was thinking.
Looking for a reason, roaming through us too high.
I was like, that's right. I was going to join in, but I'm not about to jump to that point.
Facing this world. That's another thing that Jerry and I talk about. is how wrong we are with lyrics sometimes.
Yes. We would also like to say no copyright is infringement is intended. Everybody puts it on YouTube. It's not legally binding. But anyways, we'll just throw it out there.
I like it that you said that. Yeah. Well, you're probably, I will be here for you.
That's it. Somewhere in the night.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere in the night. Oh, gosh, that's a good song.
That's a beautiful song.
Well, that may not even be necessarily have to be a romantic song. I guess that could just be friendship.
I think Christmas songs, the love songs at Christmas time are so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except for that one that you love. Don't go breaking my heart. Don't worry.
Don't go breaking my heart is the Elton John song. You mean last Christmas?
I'm so glad you knew what I was talking about, though. I'm sorry. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. Yeah, that one.
My love don't go breaking my heart, though. That's a great song. Oh. That was it. We just wanted to have a little fun.
We just wanted to have a little
lighthearted trip. I guess basically trip down memory lane of all the... What's like the most recent romantic movie that y'all have seen? Like, I don't know if they put out a... I don't love recent movies because they're always sad. I remember watching La La Land. And I loved it so much. And I was like, I know they're going to trick me because it's been nominated for Golden Globes and for Oscars. I know it's not going to be as happy as I think it is. Sure enough, I was upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't do that anymore.
Oh, no. I mean, that's why you got your Hallmark. That's what that's for.
That's true. Yeah.
The little romantic comedies.
Now, they did do the Overboard reboot. So don't forget about that one.
Don't forget about that one, Meredith.
Never.
They did do that recently.
Yeah, what have I seen that's romantical?
Well, to be honest, nowadays, if something romantical comes on, I'll wait till it goes out of the theater anyway.
Yeah, maybe that's...
I don't usually spend the big dollars.
Well, that's why they don't make them anymore cheery. That's what I was
just going to say, because you don't see them in the theaters.
Because they don't honestly make them where they look like they're actual good, happy ending movies, because it's always got to be a twist.
Yeah.
Where it's like, really, this person is...
Dying.
Exactly.
Yeah, that does happen
a lot. Yeah, that is true. That is true. What have I seen? Nothing that I would qualify as super romantic, I don't think. It's mostly action.
Action.
I've seen a lot of action. Because
that's what you watch in the movie theater? That's why they all make those romantic
movies. But if they made them, I would go see... I guess the last one maybe was that little... Renee Zellweger and what's that little guy? Harry Connick.
When she went to Minnesota. Oh gosh, that was forever ago.
Well, that's probably the last romantic movie rom-com that was ever made.
Best in Town. Oh, well, speaking of Harry Connick, you got Hope Floats.
Oh, Hope Floats.
Is that terrible? I never really cared for that movie.
It is terrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Because in my opinion, Harry Connick has never looked better.
Oh, that's
Wedding Planner.
Wedding Planner. I love that one.
Matthew McConaughey.
Absolutely.
That movie, I do quote.
Do you?
What are your quotes from that?
Yeah, what are your quotes?
I sure hope her friend's mother's godmother's going to be okay. I quote that all the time. I mean, I quote that around you, but I do say that a lot.
Why would you say that?
And then I say,
in what context would you say that phrase?
What was, she loves you stiff.
Oh, yeah.
I nail his accent.
That's pretty
totally.
Good.
Yep.
Mass mo, any other kind of mo. Maybe I'd quote it with other friends. Sorry, guys.
I figured out the other mocking episode.
Oh, yeah.
You are the love of my life. You are the reason I'm alive. Is that it?
I don't think that's Michael W. Smith.
But she's looking at it.
You're right.
No. That's who is that?
Is that Alan Jackson?
Wait. Okay, keep talking.
I guess that's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just let us know. Tell us what your favorite songs are.
Yeah.
And
if rom-coms or rom.coms.
If I can figure out how to make a playlist,
yeah,
I can make it public. And then you guys can listen to all the great... And we may even include some of the wonderful unrequited love, because Meredith and I love a ballad. And most of the ballads are Unbreak My Heart or just, they're awful. Wonderful. So dramatic.
Wonderful and awful.
Exactly.
Awfully wonderful.
Look for that. And if you guys have suggestions, send them on in. Because we're all for listening to good songs and watching good movies. Or bad ones. You can recommend a bad movie. Okay. Well, but we love you.
We do love you guys.
And we hope that you have a wonderful holiday season.
Yes.
Stay tuned for little trinkets and things throughout the holidays from us.
And then we'll see you again in the new year.
Wah, 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 wah.
Oh, no. Bow, wow, wow, wow. Amen and God bless.
Hey, BSers. Remember to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Just type in Blessed Singleness Podcast and you'll be able to find us.
And wherever you listen to us, we're going to just know the three R's. Rate, review, and
remember to listen.
That's the one.
Podcast.
Remember to listen. Okay. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.